Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
$50 million on the table, and the answer was still no. The courtroom sat in tense silence as the judge delivered the ruling, a blunt rejection of Sean Combs' latest attempt to secure his freedom. The bail package was one for the record books, backed by Diddy's $48 million Miami mansion, his mother's home, and an agreement to submit to strict GPS monitoring and house arrest. But for all its grandeur, the court saw it as little more than a gilded escape hatch. The judge didn't mince words. The charges against Diddy, sex trafficking, racketeering, and an array of other allegations tied to an alleged shadow network of exploitation were far too serious. Beyond the flashy headlines and celebrity status, the prosecution painted a chilling picture of a man who wielded power not just in boardrooms and studios, but in darker, more insidious ways. Witnesses, they argued, could be at risk. The community itself, they insisted, would not be safe if Diddy were allowed to walk out of custody, even under the strictest of conditions. Diddy's defense team had come prepared, though, armed with a strategy that leaned heavily on both precedent and doubt. Their argument? The prosecution's case wasn't as airtight as it seemed. They highlighted inconsistencies in witness testimonies and pointed to new evidence that, in their words, severely undermines the credibility of key pieces of the government's narrative. Diddy, they asserted, was not the villain the prosecution made him out to be, but a man determined to clear his name in the face of relentless public and legal scrutiny. But in this courtroom, influence and opulence held no sway. The judge reiterated that no amount of wealth or monitoring could mitigate the risks associated with Diddy's release. The trial, now scheduled for May 2025, would proceed with him behind bars. Outside the courthouse, the reaction was a mixture of shock, outrage, and grim satisfaction. Public opinion has been sharply divided, with some seeing the case as a long overdue reckoning, and others as a high-profile witch hunt against a cultural icon. Media outlets scrambled to dissect every word of the ruling, while social media lit up with debates about celebrity justice, systemic privilege, and the thin line between power and accountability. For Diddy, and the stakes have never been higher. His legal battles are playing out under a microscope, with every motion, every piece of evidence, and every testimony feeding into a narrative that could redefine not just his career, but his legacy. The prosecution is making it clear they're not just trying a man, they're challenging an entire system of influence and entitlement. The question that lingers now is one of justice itself. Can a system historically swayed by fame and fortune stand firm against one of its most powerful figures? And if it does, what precedent does that set for the future of high-profile cases? The courtroom drama unfolding around Diddy is more than just a legal battle. It's a litmus test for how the justice system handles the powerful and privileged when accusations stretch into the unthinkable. The stakes reach beyond Diddy's fate, casting a long shadow over an industry that has, for decades, operated in the murky spaces between glamour and exploitation. Inside the Brooklyn Metropolitan Detention Center, life for Diddy has taken on a stark new reality. The man who once commanded boardrooms, private jets, and red carpets now navigates the rigid routines of incarceration. Yet even behind bars, his influence looms large. His legal team remains relentless, already strategizing their next move, while outside, his loyalists and detractors wage a battle of their own on talk shows, podcasts, and social media. The prosecution, meanwhile, is focused on fortifying their case. Their narrative is clear. Diddy is not just another celebrity caught in a scandal. He's the alleged architect of a system designed to exploit the vulnerable under the guise of glamour and opportunity. They've lined up a series of witnesses whose testimonies could prove pivotal, detailing incidents that allegedly span years. Each new piece of evidence adds another layer of complexity to an already intricate case. But for all its complexities, the defense is betting on one thing: doubt. They've hinted at procedural missteps, potential biases in the investigation, and now they're pushing hard on what they describe as inconsistencies in the prosecution's evidence. If they can convince a jury that the government's case isn't as watertight as it seems, they could turn the tide in Diddy's favor. As the trial date approaches, the courtroom drama is matched only by the media frenzy. Analysts dissect every development, legal experts weigh in on the potential outcomes, and public opinion sways with each new headline. Some call for justice, others cry foul, believing Diddy is being unfairly targeted because of his fame. The broader implications of the case, how the justice system balances celebrity privilege with accountability, remain a hot-button issue. Yet, amid all the noise, the core questions persist. What happened in the shadows of Diddy's empire? And can the truth emerge unscathed from the murky waters of influence, power, and public spectacle? When it comes to high-profile cases like this, it's easy to get lost in the spectacle. The flashing headlines, the salacious details, the larger-than-life personalities, each one pulls us in deeper, almost like an unfolding drama we can't turn away from. But let's strip it down for a moment. At its core, this case is about power. Not just the power wielded by Sean Diddy Combs, but the power dynamic between wealth, influence, and the justice system. We've seen it time and again. Celebrity defendants with enough money to rewrite the rules of engagement, and yet here we are, watching as a $50 million bail proposal gets shot down in court. That alone feels like a seismic shift, but is it really? Or is it a momentary flex by a system trying to prove it's not afraid to hold even the most powerful accountable? What stands out in this case is the prosecution's insistence on keeping Diddy behind bars, their arguments laser-focused on the potential danger he poses if released. They've painted a stark picture of witness tampering and community risk, and let's face it, that's a hard narrative to shake. But the defense isn't backing down either, leaning into every perceived flaw in the government's case. It's a legal tug of war with both sides fully committed to their version of justice. Here's the kicker, though. This case isn't just about Diddy. It's a reflection of a broader societal reckoning. We're living in a time when the walls around power structures are starting to crack, where questions about accountability and privilege are louder than ever. The outcome here will ripple far beyond one man's freedom or incarceration. So, as we watch this play out, it's worth asking ourselves, are we witnessing justice in action or just another carefully choreographed performance? Whatever the answer, one thing's for sure, we'll be here, dissecting every twist and turn until the final gavel falls. That's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts. Thanks for listening. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed.
in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.